Joe Biden wants you taxed to the brink, under the thumb of the IRS, and controlled with a digital dollar. That's why thousands of hardworking, patriotic Americans are opting out by diversifying their savings with the top-rated precious metals company, Goldco. Right now, Goldco is offering up to $10,000 in bonus silver, but only while supplies last, so don't wait. Go to HannityGold.com to learn how to get started today. That's HannityGold.com.
Hey, when you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about those out-of-pocket costs. Now, that can be a lot of money, but are your medical bills accurate? Now, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills actually contain errors. Now, HealthLock can help. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, or fraud. Now, you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. Check them out online, healthlock.com. Go there today. Hey, Sean Hannity here. If you're in a situation where you feel threatened, well, instinct, that might drive you to reach for a lethal means immediately. But we all want to avoid the irreversible consequences of using deadly force. Now, enter the Byrna less lethal pistol launcher. It is equipped with tear gas and kinetic ammo. It can incapacitate any attacker for up to 40 minutes. It's legal in all 50 states. It requires no background checks, and it can be shipped right to your door. Go to their website, BYRNA.com/Hannity right now, and you'll get 10% off. All right. Thank you, Scott Shannon, and thanks to all of you for being with us. Here's our toll-free telephone number. It's 800-941-SEAN if you want to be a part of the program. Best election coverage on your radio dial. 237 days to go, depending on how you count it, by the way. Hannity, it's 238 days. Well, technically election day, yeah, but 237 days leading up to it. You get the point. Man, everyone's so fine-tuning. But I appreciate the fact that people listen so closely. That's why we got to get things right on this program, or else we'll be like, you know, fake news CNN and fake Jake and the conspiracy theorists over at MSDNC and poor liberal Joe. We don't want that to happen. A lot of ground to cover today. There was a great catch. I didn't catch this till today, and later on we'll talk briefly to a California congressman. He asked a great question, and he said, well, is it possible that a jury would actually end up convicting Joe Biden based on the facts? You did say that he willfully did this. You did say that you did not exonerate him. So if would a reasonable juror, could they have convicted Biden based on the facts that you had? Oh yeah, definitely. I believe that. I'm like, I did not exonerate Biden. And I'm sitting there listening to this. Then why did you go with the, he's not cognitively strong enough to stand trial, but we're going to exonerate him because probably a jury would determine that Joe is just a doddering old fool, nice man with a very forgetful, and they'd have pity on him. So we'll just charge the guy that actually is cognitively strong, although the mob and the media, they're doing everything they can to paint the narrative. No, Donald Trump is a cognitive mess too. No, he's not. I've been around him enough, interviewed him enough, talked to him enough. Not true. It is an absolute, you know, lie by a media desperate to protect Joe Biden. That's why the media melted down so badly yesterday. What have we not learned anything about fascism and Nazism? And it, I'm like, okay, comparisons to the Klan. They just went insane, as they always do, because why? They have Biden dead to rights. And Robert Hur really didn't have a choice here. It was either he follow in the footsteps of what should have happened, which is if we're going to have equal application and equal justice under the law, that would have meant you charge Joe Biden in the documents case. And he didn't particularly cooperate either on a lot of different fronts here. Let's not forget that Biden spilled national security secrets to his ghostwriter. He had 8 million reasons to keep all these documents. Why? Because he was getting $8 million as part of a book deal. So he had 8 million reasons not to hand it over. And then he like is bragging to the ghostwriter who, even according to Robert Hur, tried to obstruct justice by moving the the contents of their conversations and audio recordings to a different part of his computer as soon as it was announced that there was going to be a special counsel. If his name was Donald Trump Jr. or Eric Trump or anybody with the last name Trump, I guarantee you that would not have been glossed over, but it was here. Anyway, so we know that when her asked about the episode, Biden suddenly developed an acute case of brain fog about the $8 million book deal. If Donald Trump had been caught doing that, he'd be in a lockdown prison somewhere, maximum security prison somewhere. And her testifies that Biden revealed classified documents about the war in Afghanistan to his ghostwriter and read classified information out loud to him. Now, he's been in government 50 years. He understands clearly what the rules are, and he did it because the $8 million meant a lot more to him. And the testimony, by the way, did undermine Biden's argument that he did not willfully take or share classified information. And the conclusion was that he did do it. So you have Robert Hur. This should piss every American off here, especially in light of the raid at Mar-a-Lago, especially in light of Hillary Clinton. No reasonable prosecutor would prosecute. We'll get into more details as the program unfolds. But, you know, we've been through all these details that the rest of the mob, the media ignores. And it's just pathetic. It is sad. You know, I did not exonerate lying Joe Biden. Well, if he did it willfully, that is a violation of law. And it's not for Robert Hur to determine what a jury will or will not do with that information. He found evidence of a crime by his own admission, of crimes by his own admission. His job at that point is to bring it to a grand jury if we're going to have consistent application of our laws, because that's exactly what the special counsel in the Trump case did. And then they ended up returning indictments. Now, you can't indict a sitting president. However, he could have said as soon as he's out of office, this will be pursued. That's what he should have done. But of course, we don't live in a country with equal justice or equal application of our laws. And I'll tell you what this means. If you want to take it just an inch deeper, it means that this country, our constitutional republic, and the order that is necessary for it to survive is now completely undermined. There is a great danger to this country if you have a weaponized justice department, a politicized justice department, and a two-tiered justice system, which is what we have. He concluded very clearly that Joey willfully retained the classified documents, in some cases, for decades. And remember, some of the classified documents from his time as senator appear to be taken from a skiff. Now, you might say, Hannity, what is a skiff? It must be a little boat that you use that people that do clamming and go for quahogs, if you live in Rhode Island, what they use to dig them up out of the waters. No, that's not exactly what I'm talking about there. I'm talking about what is something, and a skiff is a sensitive compartmentalized information facility. In other words, it's not information that you're allowed to take out. Only few people are allowed access into a skiff to see top secret classified information. You know, the testimony that Biden willfully retained materials as a private citizen and gave them to the ghostwriter. Well, that proves intent of everything. And at one point, when this California Republican, we'll talk to later, Kylie, suggested that a reasonable juror could have voted to convict Biden based on the facts that he put forth and he agrees with it. Then the question is, why didn't Mr. Hur do what Jack Smith did? And that would be indict Joe Biden. Or put forward or a hold on an indictment or bring it to a grand jury. And then that would be something that he'd have to deal with when he left Congress. When he left the White House. That's what he'd have to do. Her insisting he didn't exonerate him. Well, if you didn't exonerate him, then that means he did it. If he did it willfully, well, that meets the definition of the law. You know, Jim Jordan, you know, what did the ghostwriter due to the audio recording of his conversations with Biden? after the special counsel was named. He slid those files into his recycle bin on his computer. Jim Jordan. So he tried to destroy the evidence, didn't he? Correct. Why wasn't he indicted? He's not the president. You can indict him. Unbelievable. Republican reads the riot act over the toxic decision. Tom McClintock was never better than he was yesterday. I didn't understand him not being for the impeachment of Alejandro Mayorkas. I didn't get that at all. But he, you know, he went and he said, Mr. Herr, I want to get this straight. It's now okay if I take home a top secret document, store them in my garage, read portions of them to friends or associates. Herr replied that he wouldn't recommend it and objected to answering hypotheticals, prompting McClintock to argue that Herr had established that it was exculpatory to do so if the subject of such an investigation simply told you, hey, I'm getting old, I don't remember stuff the way I used to. Because that was the argument here. That basically he's not mentally competent to stand trial. Congressman, I'm not here to get into hypotheticals. I'm here to talk about facts and the work that I did. And rightly, McClintock came right back at him. It's not a hypothetical. This is the issue before us at hand. You correctly noted in your report that former presidents and other senior officials have been given wide latitude in their possession of classified information, and I believe your decision not to prosecute Biden for the same offense is consistent with that president and precedent. And he goes on, but the problem is the precedent changed when the administration decided to prosecute Donald Trump. That's the heart of the matter here. And the irony of all this is that as president, Trump had full discretion over handling classified material, full discretion in deciding which records to retain, and a senator or a vice president in Joe Biden's case did not have that. So we're, you know, now looking at a glaring double standard, and he rightfully then went on, McClintock did, to say it would be toxic to the rule of law on its face if it was just two ordinary citizens. But the fact that the only person being prosecuted for this offense happens to be the president's political opponent makes this an unprecedented assault on our democracy. This is the worst we could expect from a banana republic. How do you square this? You can't square it is the answer. There is no answer to that without giving you the long and short of it here. You know, hour by hour. You know, you got Joe Biden. It was funny. There's a Daily Mail piece today. It goes hour by hour, Sleepy Joe, the very revealing details of a frail 81-year-old Biden's day. Woken by his cat. No work before 10 a.m. Physical therapy. Slip-proof sneakers and aides constantly terrified of a disaster. And then, of course, hiding him for a week. And God knows, probably changing his sleep schedule so he's able to give one speech, the State of the Union. And a hyper-caffeinated, and I'm being charitable here. What I really suspect is more than just Red Bull and caffeine pills. But I have no evidence to present that. But anyway, a hyper-caffeinated, let's put it that way, jacked up Joe is out there screaming his speech at the American people. The best part of that is the first post-State of the Union poll shows that Joe's approval rating went down and people's confidence in him as president is still the lowest it's ever been. It's really unbelievable. And speaking of double standards in our justice system, there's a great piece on FoxNews.com by Jonathan Turley. You got Bob Menendez in court, you know, another superseding indictment in his case brought by prosecutors. But, you know, the issue here is influence peddling. And Menendez is accused of accepting a $60,000 Mercedes-Benz as part of these practices. Well, Hunter Biden got the exact amount of money from that Kazakhstan oligarch, $142,000, I believe. For Menendez, there were gold bars worth up to $120,000. For Hunter, there was a diamond allegedly worth $80,000. Underlying both cases are the core allegations of influence peddling and corruption. However, the Justice Department threw the book at Menendez and they minimized the charges of zero experience Hunter. And then, of course, you have the issue of how they selectively use the Foreign Agents Registration Act, FARA laws, for their benefit. Look what they did to Paul Manafort on that case and in that on that front. And anyway, the superseding indictment against Menendez and incorporates new charges after the plea and cooperation of Menendez's former co-defendant. And the co-defendant appears to have supplied the basis for the new charges in this case. But is it really any different? The loan discussion, by the way, that went on with Menendez and other people involved in what they're accusing him of, that he says the payment was, quote, a loan. Well, that's how many loans do we have with the Biden family syndicate? You know, James admitted $40,000 was coming from the Chinese. Nobody wants to, in the media, the fake Jakes of the world, the fake news CNNs of the world, they ignore all of it because they don't care. They just, all they want to do is help elect Biden. All they want to do is fixate their utter disdain, hatred of all things Trump 24/7, 365.
Joe Biden wants you taxed to the brink, under the thumb of the IRS, and controlled with a digital dollar. That's why thousands of hardworking, patriotic Americans are opting out by diversifying their savings with precious metals like gold and silver. And guess what? Sean Hannity is doing the same. He's been purchasing precious metals like gold and silver from the top-rated company, Goldco. Goldco is a 7-time Inc. 5000 winner, number one rated gold IRA company with over 5,000 five-star reviews. And they've placed over $2 billion in precious metal sales for people just like you. Right now, they're offering up to $10,000 in bonus silver while supplies last. That's right, up to $10,000 in bonus silver, but only while supplies last. So if you're looking to diversify your savings, call Goldco at 855-815-GOLD to learn how you could get started today. Tell them Hannity sent you and see if you qualify for up to $10,000 in bonus silver. Call Goldco at 855-815-GOLD. That's 855-815-GOLD.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. On Purpose is dedicated to helping you be happier, healthier, and more healed. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how he got comfortable with fear, navigating the changes in relationships, and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern. This conversation shows a never-seen-before side to Orlando Bloom and his unique life journey.
I think we all struggle sometimes to really deeply believe that we are enough, that we're valued, that we're valuable. You know, we're imprinted by our parents from the age of 0 to 7, right? Mm. I'm constantly trying to go like, how do I detach from my, this idea of, is that my baggage? I look like my baggage. I mean, I know, okay, that's mine. Let's unpack that.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, this is Justin Richmond, host of the Broken Record Podcast. Join me and co-host Leah Rose for in-depth creative conversations with the artists you love. Over the past 5 years, we've interviewed some of the most legendary figures in music, like Paul Simon, Pharrell, Damon Albarn, Andre 3000, and Usher. And you'll hear from rock icons like Pete Townsend, who shares wild stories about his formative years with The Who, and Johnny Marr, the legendary guitarist and co-founder of The Smiths, who has an unwavering devotion to his craft. Or the stories behind the legendary hits Babyface wrote for Whitney Houston and Madonna, plus how he collaborates with the new generation of R&B stars like Kehlani and Doechii. Listen to Broken Record on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Joe Biden wants you taxed to the brink, under the thumb of the IRS, and controlled with a digital dollar. That's why thousands of hardworking, patriotic Americans are opting out by diversifying their savings with precious metals like gold and silver. And guess what? Sean Hannity is doing the same. He's been purchasing precious metals like gold and silver from the top-rated company, Goldco. Goldco is a 7-time Inc. 5000 winner, number one rated gold IRA company with over 5,000 five-star reviews. And they've placed over $2 billion in precious metal sales for people just like you. Right now, they're offering up to $10,000 in bonus silver while supplies last. That's right, up to $10,000 in bonus silver, but only while supplies last. So if you're looking to diversify your savings, visit HannityGold.com to learn how you could get started today. You may qualify for up to $10,000 in bonus silver, so don't wait. Go to HannityGold.com. HannityGold.com. That's HannityGold.com.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. On Purpose is dedicated to helping you be happier, healthier, and more healed. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how he got comfortable with fear, navigating the changes in relationships, and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern. This conversation shows a never-seen-before side to Orlando Bloom and his unique life journey.
I think we all struggle sometimes to really deeply believe that we are enough, that we're valued, that we're valuable. You know, we're imprinted by our parents from the age of 0 to 7, right? Mm. I'm constantly trying to go like, how do I detach from this idea of is that my baggage? It doesn't look like my baggage. I mean, I know, okay, that's mine. Let's unpack that.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, this is Justin Richmond, host of the Broken Record Podcast. Join me and co-host Leah Rose for in-depth creative conversations with the artists you love. Over the past 5 years, we've interviewed some of the most legendary figures in music, like Paul Simon, Pharrell, Damon Albarn, Andre 3000, and Usher. And you'll hear from rock icons like Pete Townsend, who shares wild stories about his formative years with The Who, and Johnny Marr, the legendary guitarist and co-founder of The Smiths, who has an unwavering devotion to his craft. Or the stories behind the legendary hits Babyface wrote for Whitney Houston and Madonna, plus how he collaborates with the new generation of R&B stars like Kehlani and Doechii. Listen to Broken Record on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're going to love, at the bottom of the hour when we come back, I'm going to play you Chuckie Schumer. It has to do with the words illegal immigrant and undocumented worker. That's all I'm going to tell you. And if you find yourself struggling, now, you got to understand, your federal government takes in a little over $4 trillion a year. And Joe Biden put out a whopping $7.3 trillion budget. Now, it's not going to pass, but what we're seeing is radical, extremist, new Green Deal, socialism that they're trying to jam down everybody's throat. And when you look, and then of course they want the rich to pay their fair share. That means they want to confiscate people's wealth. They want to put it all in a pie and distribute it equally. All it's going to do, as you've been watching a migration out of states, high tax states like New York, California, New Jersey, Illinois. Yeah, the next migration is going to be out of the country by rich people because they didn't get rich by being stupid. $7.3 trillion budget proposal by Biden. By the way, plenty of woke programs in there on top of everything else. And when they raise taxes, they want a $5 trillion tax increase. Largest in American history. Now, they say that they're going to tax those selfish and greedy corporations, just like the Biden administration is threatening to sue big oil companies and corporations, just like California is suing the oil companies. Now, let me ask you a question. Think about this. You answer this in your mind. If an oil company is sued by a state or by the federal government, what are they going to do? Okay, I'll tell you. They're going to hire expensive lawyers, probably the best law firm available with the most astronomical hourly rates that you've ever seen in your life. And they're going to fight and they're going to defend themselves. Now, how does that impact you? Well, that means the cost of what they sell us will go higher. All these greedy corporations, they want to punish, they want to bring to court. They're going to do the same thing as well. So you want to raise taxes on greedy corporations and the quote billionaires, the top 2% of earners. Well, that's millionaires by definition. There aren't really that many billionaires around, but there are some. And meanwhile, our debt is nearly $35 trillion, up another $2 trillion last year. They expect another $2 trillion this year. This just on paper is they want to pay for guaranteed daycare, guaranteed healthy food, government healthy food, guaranteed, guaranteed housing, guaranteed government this. I'm going to give you some advice because I don't think I've ever been this worried about the country as I am now. And all of you have made my life possible by listening to this show and by watching my TV show, Hannity, on Fox. I was a kid doing blue collar work in my 20s, and I just loved radio. Never thought I'd be successful, but God had different plans for me. That's for sure, because I couldn't have written this story. Never really thought it would happen, and I'm grateful. I'm very grateful, humbled as well, and I know that it only happens because you support the show and you support the TV show. You can fire me whenever you want. I hope you don't. I like what I'm doing. But I'm going to tell you how I feel about government. Ask yourself this. What has the government done for you, the American people? What has they done for you? Forget just all of you, ask yourself the question. What have they done for you that you would argue is successful? Because Medicare and Social Security, you know, Social Security is supposed to be in a lockbox. They squandered that money, and it's now headed towards insolvency. The same with Medicare. And now they're talking about raising the eligibility age, et cetera. That's a different story for a different day. I would have, you know, personal retirement accounts and get the government out of it altogether. That's what I would. That would be my first choice. Years ago, Galveston, Texas was able to opt out. They did it, and they did infinitely better than what the government did. How is government working in your town and your city when it comes to law and order and safety and security? Are they keeping your neighborhood safe? Are they keeping your city streets safe? How would you grade them? Let me ask another question. How are your government schools doing? You happy? You're in Baltimore. There's 13 public high schools. Not a single kid. Not one. Not one proficient in math and science. How could you fail at that spectacular level and have any faith in the people that are responsible for this? That being, of course, government. How are they doing with their education? How's your Obamacare thing working out? Keep your doctor, keep your plan. The average family saves $2,500 a year. What I'm telling you is, do not count on your government. They make promises all the time. This is socialism 101. I wrote a whole chapter in my last book, Live Free or Die, America and the World on the Brink. And I was right. And I'll be proven more right over time. I wish I was wrong, because I hate to see my fellow Americans suffering. My advice to every one of you is very simple. Live beneath your means if you can. Find other ways to make money if you're not making ends meet. Don't put any money, don't carry credit card debt. I sound like Dave Ramsey here in a second. I'll cut up your credit card. But honestly, it's good advice. It really is. My advice is find a way to put money away for an emergency. Find a way to put money away for your retirement. If it means that you're going to have to work harder, then maybe you should work harder if you can. I know you have a lot of responsibilities. Got kids to raise. But you also have college tuition to pay for. You got a mortgage or a rent to pay for. You got a car payment you got to pay for. Car repairs you got to pay for. You got to put food on the table. I don't know people that work 8-hour days. I don't. There's not a single person I know that works an 8-hour day. I don't. Linda, do you work an 8-hour day? How many? You only work 8 hours a day, right? That's all. 9 to 5, right?
I do not.
Or 10 to 6.
I know somebody who works less than 8 hours a day.
Who? John Gomez, my best friend from childhood. He works less than 8 hours a day.
Gomez definitely has it down pat better than most.
Gomez has been able to, man, he's just in a world of his own, and he's successful as hell. And I don't know if I should be mad at him or love him more for it.
I'm just jealous. Joe Biden and Hunter.
That's true.
Successfully mastered. I mean, I think it's a 4-hour workday for sure.
For Joe, I think it's less than that.
It might just be. Don't, it depends. If it's jacked up, Joe, it's different.
Putting politics aside, what this election's going to bring, nobody can tell you. There's so much that's going to happen between now and election day. Nobody can accurately predict where this is going. Inflation is up. Everything's harder. And I know, I'm just saying, if you can find ways, find them. And I know some of you can't. You're saying, Hannity, shut up. I'm working 16 hours a day and I still can't make ends meet. Egg prices are up. Inflation up again. You know, 3.2% from this time last year. I mean, it is killing us. Gas prices are back up again. You know, now we have people buying homes, you know, with friends. We have young people now stocking up with buy now, pay later, just for bare necessities. I never thought I'd see that. Egg prices up 8.4% in February, just from January alone. These are tough economic times. I've been there. I've lived paycheck to paycheck. It sucks. It just sucks. You know, and I feel for people. It's unbelievable how people are living. None of the Democrats, by the way, we had Democratic witnesses, congressional hearing, this happened yesterday, could resolutely say that they believe only citizens should be able to vote in an election, a federal election. Senate Judiciary Committee on the issue of the John Lewis Voting Rights Act. I knew John Lewis when I was in Atlanta. He's actually a very brave man. I got to meet all the civil rights leaders of the time. Joseph Lowery. I got along pretty well with him. Hosea Williams was the greatest interview I've ever had in my life. He was very close friends with Martin Luther King Jr. Maynard Jackson, the mayor at the time, you know, welcomed me my first day on the air in Atlanta. Welcomed me to his city. Blew me away. And I got to know these guys that, you know, nonviolent, and they're getting pounded with bricks and rocks and water hoses. And they did it. I mean, some of the most courageous Americans I've ever met. I didn't agree with a lot of their politics, but I learned a lot about what they did and how brave they were and courageous they were. Let me play these Democrats, not one saying or agreeing that only citizens should vote in federal elections.
Do you believe that only citizens of the United States should be able to vote in federal elections?
We don't have a position about non-citizens voting in federal elections. We believe that's what the current laws are. And so we are certainly fighting for everyone who's eligible under the current laws to be able to vote.
Ms. Camarillo?
That's a decision of the state law, but I want to emphasize that.
It's a decision of state law as to who should vote in federal elections?
States decide who gets to vote.
Okay, but you're saying that the federal government should have no say in who votes in a federal election.
I don't have a position on that.
Ms. Leckie?
Federal law prohibits non-citizens from voting in federal elections, and we support, our work focuses on enabling all eligible voters to be able to vote and cast their ballot and have that ballot counted.
Okay. Do you believe that people registering to vote should provide documentary proof of their citizenship in order to register to vote? Mr. Hewitt?
I think your first question kind of answers the second, based upon the applicable rules, federal or state elections,
You get the idea. Not one. There's a California bill now proposed that would protect violent illegal immigrants from deportation. Wow. 14 Democrats, though, did vote with Republicans to condemn Biden's immigration policies. Both Biden and Mayorkas are name-checked in the resolution. And this was passed by Republicans, the majority of which, the resolution, interviewed by Representative Monica de la Cruz in Texas, Republican who represents a border district, who has chosen to give the Spanish language rebuttal to Biden's State of the Union last week. The resolution also accused the Biden administration of pushing asylum policies that critics argue help fuel the border. Here's the worst part of this. We've been listening now for 2 days, at least I have, been paying very close attention to our FBI Director Wray. And he has said that the chatter, the danger caused by Joe's open borders has never been this bad, including people with ties to ISIS coming into our country, terrorists using fake IDs to cross the borders, red flags for the FBI director, coming, what, from the countries I've been telling you, Iran and Syria, Afghanistan, Egypt, Russia, China. Chairman Mike Turner, Ohio, the intelligence that we see is clear, and I appreciate you publicly entered into a discussion of the threat. By the way, where the hell is FBI Director Wray been anyway? I believe that the terrorist threat level that we're contending with right now is at a whole nother level from an already heightened terrorist threat level that we've been seeing even before October 7th. And I say that for a variety of reasons. You've seen a veritable rogues gallery of foreign terrorist organizations calling for terror attacks against us in a way that we haven't seen in a long, long time. What is he saying? He's telling you what I've been telling you. that among the 10 million unvetted illegal Joe Biden immigrants in the country, that these people are coming in and terror cells among them, plotting, planning, and scheming the next 9/11, October 7th, or worse. They hear. He's telling you they hear. It's not if, it's when. I pray to God I'm wrong. Remember, I always say that. But I'm not wrong. I'd never wished I was more wrong in my life, but I'm not. Another Biden illegal arrested in Louisiana. Let's see, a 25-day rampage of rape, robbery, stabbing, and assault. I guess the giggling trio over at MSDNC, Joy Reid and Circleback Psaki and Jen Psaki and the conspiracy theorist Maddow, I guess they'll all be giggling and laughing over that. Now we have this issue. Joe Biden is facing a possible, you know, disaster out of Haiti because the criminal gangs have taken over there and a potential migrant exodus in this election year. Well, I mean, that's not our problem. I wish we could help the people of Haiti. But guess what? Just like Gaza, you give aid to Haiti, it ends up in the hands of the criminals. We have given aid to the people of Gaza, the Palestinian people. What did Hamas, their elected chosen officials, do with it? They built terror tunnels, hundreds and hundreds of miles of them, instead of hospitals and schools and infrastructure. No, they built terror tunnels. These are unbelievable times we're living in. By the way, out in Oakland, yeah, Taco Bell has to close their dining rooms because of a violent spike in crime, like so many other companies. I want to talk about a two-tier justice system. Yeah, it never happened to Hunter Biden, but Peter Navarro has been ordered to report to prison next week. Biden's Gaza Pier building mission, another Afghan disaster in the making. Unbelievable. All right, we have a lot of ground. We'll check in with all things Simple Man Bill O'Reilly. By the way, Rasmussen has a poll. Get this, that Gavin Newsom, apparently Trump leads Newsom and Michelle Obama. In the case of Newsom, by the way, he does almost 10 points worse against Trump than Biden does, down, you know, pretty significantly by 17 points. We also have polling data that shows minority support for Democrats is now at a 60-year low, and Biden's approval rating sinks to an all-time low after his jacked-up State of the Union address. Whoopsie-daisy. Anything, we'll talk about that and the dual system of justice. Bill O'Reilly's next.
Imagine a society with a digital dollar and no cash, where every penny you have could all be tracked. That's why thousands of Americans have decided to opt out of the government's plans by talking to GoldCo and putting a portion of their savings into physical gold and silver. Right now, they're offering up to $10,000 in bonus silver while supplies last. Go to HannityGold.com to learn how you could get started today. That's HannityGold.com.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores. The
stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.